suffering our path to glory. Just as in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Scriptures are plain on this respect. Our path to glory is through suffering as well. 1 Peter 4:13 and 5:10 says, "Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. But the God of all grace, who has called us to his age-lasting glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." And Paul also says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Just as Christ, we must learn to submit ourselves to the wise and loving will of our Father. Father's answer to us may at times be deliverance from our trials. More often than not, however, as in the case of our Savior, when we approach his gracious throne, what we find is his grace to help in time of need, Hebrews 4:16. When we pray for the cup of our heavy burdens and trials to pass, may we also have the courage of faith to pray, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." While deliverance may be in our hearts, may our hearts obediently submit to his wise and loving will, and with Christ we can, for the joy set before us, endure our trials. The knowledge of Father's wise and loving will can settle the weary heart and bring peace to the troubled mind. Regardless of the situations we face, Father knows best. Rest in that.